Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, depending on when you're listening to me, Tony Schumacher, one half of the What Do You Think Of podcast. The other half of the What Do You Think Of podcast is Dave Twentyman. Dave is too lazy to sit down and record these intros, so that's why you're listening to me. Another beautiful afternoon here in sunny Liverpool. I'm sitting in my office. I think last time I was in the kitchen, this time I'm sitting in the office. They are different rooms. I'm not one of them people who just pretends he's got an office. I do have an office. And as I'm looking at my office, I've done that thing where I put my laptop next to my desktop. So every 2 minutes I'm trying to adjust the laptop screen by using the desktop mouse. And it's amazing how many times you can do that one day and still not like get used to the fact that moving the mouse is doing nothing to your laptop. It's kind of infuriating. There's a dog barking in the background there. I apologise if you can hear that. My cat, Boo Boo, is the dog. Yeah. It's a distant dog doing some barking. My cat, Boo Boo's watching the birds on the feeders. So the birds are giving it large again. It's beautiful, isn't it, this time of year? Absolutely gorgeous. I think it's May still, is it? Yeah, May 22nd. And it's absolutely wonderful out there. So why not listen to my podcast, our podcast, mine and Mr. Twentyman's, and go for a walk. Although saying that, you won't be able to listen to the birds. So maybe put one earbud in and take one earbud out and maybe listen to the birds then. That rustling you can hear in the background is the notes I made as a result of just listening back to this week's podcast. So what I'll do is I'm going to run you through some of the topics and then get you straight into the podcast. There'll be no pause, there'll be no theme music because we can't afford it. So we're just going to run you through this, say goodbye, and then leave you to listen to me and Dave. This week's What Do You Think Of podcast contains the following topics: age, Coronation Street. And I would say Coronation Street, I do spend half of that conversation trying to keep Dave being politically correct. I don't know how he's managed to do it, but he does manage to be totally politically incorrect just when discussing Coronation Street. God help us if we ever move on to anything, you know, that's a bit spicy. In addition to Coronation Street, we have location, location, location. I do believe that you have to say it three times, despite everything that Dave says. Social media, Dave's solitary appearance so far on the Sky News channel. The Young Conservatives, celebrity politicians, Woman's Hour on BBC Radio 4, Dave being a NIMBY, Dave being a Tory, our mutual dislike of younger people, and sex as you get older. Thank you and enjoy our offering.
Two. Yeah, they're good, them, aren't they? Yeah, that's good.
Looking at it, yeah. All right.
Look at you in them pictures, mate.
What?
Look, we've got older, haven't we, mate? So I've known you since you're in your 30s.
I know, it's fucking mad, isn't
it? You know what it's like now seeing you? It's like you've seen Kenny Rogers in his prime. And then seeing him so many years later, and he's like Dolly Parton singing to him, and it's like, oh, what happened to Kenny Rogers? Yeah. There, sat there, like, and that's what it's like when I see you. That's,
yeah. What do you think about getting older?
Oh, it's something I'm struggling to get my head around.
Well, let's get this straight. You're 40.
40, mate. Just 40. Leave it. Just leave it at, okay, 40.
Yeah. I am. Do you know what I've been doing this last year?
What?
Telling everyone I'm 52.
Yeah.
And I was 51.
Really? So you got it. So it's sort of like soften it for yourself.
No. I've just got to a point where I'm in my life where
your age.
I've forgot my age.
Wow.
Have you ever done that thing though, where somebody says to you?
Yeah, you take a few seconds to go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm such.
And I just forgot all about it. And I had this weird thing going on where I was thinking I'm 52, and I said I'm 52 to someone, and then I went, well, you know, you're 51. Yeah. I'm like, no, 50.
And then you felt, did you feel better when you went, oh yeah, I'm 51? Yeah.
Weirdly, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's like a self-coping mechanism of some type.
Well, maybe, it's not like bothering. No, when you're like, people go.
No, but it is mad how We've got older, mate, and then seeing it a lot on telly as well. It's like you've not seen a celebrity for a certain amount of time on telly. You see them, you go, oh, they got old, haven't they? And it's like, well, we all have.
Yeah,
it's
mad. But I think it comes, at a certain point, it comes to us where it might happen a little bit quicker.
Yeah, there's something happens overnight, I think. I've gone really grey.
Oh, look at me.
Well, but it happened dead quick with me, and it's like, oh, bloody hell, what happened? And I'm here now. It's like,
you haven't gone nearly grey.
There's loads of it in my head, like, and it's suddenly, but it's gone click.
I was lucky because I went grey, like, quite young. Right. Well, not grey, but I had, like, temples. You know, when you start getting grey temples, and I was only about 30-odd when I started getting that. So I think that softened the blood. My mate Terry, same age as me, went grey when he was about 20.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. And
you'd rather go grey, wouldn't you, than bald?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and that's nothing against bald people,
because some people suit it so well.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've got head for it, as in the shape of the head.
That's what
I mean. And likewise, I don't think, I'm not sure
I think if you've got a long head.
It works for like round heads work.
Yeah, round head work. That's what I was going to say. I think if you've got a long head,
we've both got long heads. But I don't think it works.
The whole getting old thing is, it's a weird thing, this now. I think 50, well, it's not a weird thing, again, everyone acknowledges this now. My dad, when he was 50, looked about 80.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. To me, I think my dad looked at, because my dad.
I see your perception of it, right? So, not like when you look at, what's it like when you look at photos of him? Now, you look back old. Does he look old then? Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was just in those days people looked.
Well, that's a good point. I've seen a bit of Coronation Street from the late 80s. Rita Sullivan looked exactly the same. You watched it live?
Yeah.
She looked exactly the same. She looked old then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He just had that look in the 80s, in the 70s. You know, they looked older before the time, didn't they?
The only difference between Rita Sullivan then and now is that she was Rita Fairclough then.
That's right, yeah.
That is the only thing that will have changed.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what she is now.
In this one, it was when she married that fella that's got some kind of brain tumour or something. And she got married to him quick, and I think he popped his clogs not long after that.
Right, okay. Yeah.
It was only a quick one, do you know what I mean? She got it in quick marriage.
But she's been married about 6 times, has she?
Yeah, she's gone through them, hasn't she?
But Coronation Street's a great example, because people did look older. They used to bring in young people on Coronation Street years ago.
Right.
They still do it now, actually.
I don't watch it, you know. Well, I used to. It was part of my life.
But when I was
a
kid in the '70s,
yeah,
like when you were even born,
I was born in the '70s.
When were you born?
79.
Right, okay. Well, I'm talking about 1975 or something like that.
All right.
They used to be. They brought in this young.
That when the war and all that. That's when the war was then.
Not Gail Till.
God, yeah.
Like, well, I remember it was Gail.
Is it not Gail Platt?
I don't know what it is now. To me, it was always Gail Tillsley. I'm
shocking
sure.
her, isn't she, mate? She was never good. Even when I look back at older ones. I don't think she ever had a heyday.
No, she's ground out her career.
Oh, yeah, she's done well.
Yeah.
In terms of her career, belting.
I think anyone.
Never really grabbed me. Even when she was knocking around, was it with Martin or something? Was it Martin who got stabbed?
I haven't watched it in 25 years. I don't know. If there's a writing gig going on there, I'll have it. Don't get me wrong. But I haven't watched it in a long time. But I would say this, that when, in the 70s, she was brought in.
'70s?
I don't shit. Fairly
soon. That, isn't it?
But she was brought in with another young lady who, I can't remember her name now, but they were brought in to like spice it up. To be young.
And a bit of totty.
Basically.
A bit of eye candy.
Basically. Now, the other one, for some reason in my head, and I might be completely wrong here, I'm sure her name was Hazel.
All right.
They worked in a shop together. I might be wrong here. And I was a kid, and I really fancied Hazel.
All right.
Really fancied
her. When you say a kid, at what age?
Oh, God, probably about 5. Not fancy. I had a crush on. Not when you're a kid.
I had a bit of a crush on my neighbour, and she had massive waps. Yeah. And I was probably about 5.
See,
and but I think that's more of a maternal kind of, she'd look after me.
At 5, I would say, yeah. But
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I still like them with timber on them now. Like, I still like that.
Yeah. I'm not sure this is where.
Sorry. But I don't know what it is.
I get that. I understand that. No, you're right. Why not discuss it? Because, you know.
I don't mean it. I'm not trying to be derogatory. I just like women with timber on them.
No, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know.
There's lovely slim ladies. There's lovely any slim lady. Yeah, well done. But I like timber on them. Yeah. I do.
That's actually, do you know what I feel bad now? Because I've sort of said, I don't think we should talk about it. But actually, why shouldn't we talk
about it? There's nothing wrong with it, really.
No, you're right. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
No, I don't mean anything derogatory about it.
No. Do you feel better for getting it off your chest?
Yeah, well. I wouldn't mind getting on that. But not at the time, but probably more of a, for different reasons.
For different reasons.
She'd just hold me close and look after me. Do you know what I mean? I think it was like, but now, yeah. Yeah.
But getting back to my point.
Sorry, I'm really, really sorry for hijacking.
Right, tell us what a far away. Look at your eyes, dude. You were
five. I'm like size 16, 18. Like, I don't mean silly big.
Well, size 16 and 18 back then was a different kind of size, 16 and 18. Now there's a whole
debate. What do you mean, like?
Well, I mean, neither of us are experts, I assume, on women's clothes.
Or do you mean the way... Do you think it was a bit more frumpy back then?
No, not frumpy. I wouldn't say frumpy at all.
Like that Kirsty Allsop?
No, I think size.
Kirsty Allsop's a bit frumpy, isn't she?
Very posh.
I can't make my mind up whether I would or I wouldn't.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Sorry, I mean, as a, would I go on a date with her? I mean,
I think the thing about Kirsty Allsop is, she's a baronet, isn't she? I think she's a baronet.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
She's just dead well to do.
She's like,
if you give her a bit of fabric, she do give her a bunting.
Have you seen room?
A bit of bunting or something. Do you know what I mean?
Room, right. When you watch Location,
yeah, gotta say all three.
Or generic, housing program that she makes on Channel 4 and Good Luck, so she's getting a career out of it.
Yeah.
And she's very good at what she does with Phil, what's his face, other posh bloke.
Phil Spencer.
Phil posh bloke, right. I cannot watch it. I have to leave the room because of the way she says room.
Why does she say room?
Rum. Crum.
Are you joking?
Crum. This is a beautiful rum.
Is it what, a bit Scottish?
No, it's posh.
Is it?
It's just rum. They don't say room.
The room.
Look at this rum.
Room. I thought it'd be like room.
No. It's just rum. It's a beautiful rum. I can't stand it. It goes through me.
Oh, mad.
And obviously it's a problem of our houses looking in rooms. So every 5 minutes...
It's going to happen a lot, that, isn't it? My missus is like that when listening to rugby league commentary.
Yeah.
She can't stand the way and telling these people say tackle. And it winds her up. Well, and obviously that happens, that gets said a lot.
Tackle.
You get tackled in rugby league, don't you?
Yeah.
And so the commentator, who's because it's Radio Merseyside, they've got some talent commentator. It used to be, it's Adam Rooney. Adam Rooney, right. He's doing it and he's like, oh, and he's just got tackled. And she's like, it winds her up.
But
I think it's a... Yeah.
But your missus is from St. Helens.
Yeah, but I think she's a bit... I think she fancies herself a bit more middle class, okay. Really.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, too. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's nice to aspire to something. I'm led to believe. Get Old.
Yeah.
Hazel and Gail appeared on Coronation Street.
Has she been on anything else, Hazel, since that I would know?
I have no idea. I doubt it, right? I was talking about it about a year ago to one of the lads, and he couldn't remember it. Similar age to me.
Did you Google it?
Yes.
So she's definitely called Hazel?
I think she was.
Right.
I think we just put young people who were on Coronation Street. I'll put a link in the podcast description, right, to her IMDb page, if she has one. Right. She looked about 40.
What, back then, you mean?
Back then.
Ah, yeah.
And this is my point, is that people just looked old.
I agree. I agree with you. Totally. It happened with loads of stuff.
It's weird, though, because they were young teenagers. Now, you look at the kids who are in Coronation Street now, and I don't watch it a lot. I will, I'm a walk in the room and it's on.
Mm.
You know, you'll give it 2 minutes. Great, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant, right?
Yeah, it is good. It is good. I didn't want to subscribe to it anymore, because it takes so much year. It's so much of a commitment to keep on top of it and watch all it. I found disengaging from it.
It's
quite liberating. Do you know what I mean?
Game of Thrones with cobbles in it. It's that thing about where it's just you've got to just
I was like that
give
with
up for your life.
Social media when I came off years ago. That was quite a good disengaging from it for a few years. For a few years.
But now you're back.
But now I'm back on Twitter now,
Why did he go back?
I felt I needed to let everybody know I'm still about, promoters, fellow comics, and all that.
Interesting. Yeah, for work then.
So it was work, because a lot of people assumed that I'd quit.
I love social media. I love Twitter. I don't understand Instagram.
I don't bother with it. I have a gander at it every so often.
I've got it, but
I've not posted out on it for five years or so.
I don't understand it.
It just falters. It just falters, and it does.
Little films.
It doesn't do anything different, does it? That Twitter, doesn't do.
I think that it. That's kind of the point, really. I can't understand what it's offering. It's like sort of, to me, it's like buying a two-door car or a four-door car. It's like, well, why buy a two-door car? You know, like if there's a four-door car which does more, you get
five.
More.
They call it five-door. It's ridiculous, yeah. Mate. That's always wound me up. Three-door or five-door, and you're like, you can't class the boot as a door.
No, you can't.
It's not, you're never getting back boot, do you?
But Twitter to me is a four-door car. It's the same model. It's like, why would you buy a two-door Fiesta when you get a four-door one for exactly the same price? Yeah. That's the thing. And when I look at Twitter and Instagram, I think Instagram is a two-door Twitter. But you can just get for the same price. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no, it's a good analogy, that. That's fair enough.
But I understand that some people might step away from Twitter because it can be horrible.
In terms of strangers, you mean? Strangers picking at you and that?
You get, like, weird pylons, don't you? You get, weird, like, if you say something bad, like Danny Baker the other week.
I checked myself a few... This ended up going back on. I went back on because Russell Kitt... I had a sneaky account where I had no followers. Yes. I weren't following anyone. Just having a quick gander. And then Russell Kane followed me. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to...
Do you know Russell Kane?
Yeah, well, So I thought, oh, I'm going to have to... And then everybody else, other decent names started following me. And I thought, I may as well just make a go of it now. Just get back on it proper. But I forgot my point here. What was my point?
On Twitter. And I can understand that people won't go on Twitter because Twitter can be horrible.
Yeah, that was right, yeah. But I put it, you've got a search thing at the top, haven't you?
Yeah.
And when I wasn't on it, I just put my name. Because what I did is I got asked for, and you'll remember this, the Sky News thing about the Brexit debate.
Yes, I can't believe you never recorded that.
Oh, I didn't want to see it or anything. Because it was awful.
I bet it wasn't.
Oh, it was
horrible. I bet it wasn't.
But people slated me on it, and I thought,
"Why was this
God?" What were they saying?
But what did you say to make them slate you?
Well, they just didn't agree with my point. My point,
because you are very much pro Brexit, Nigel Farage, aren't you?
I was two of the Remainers. And so there's two Remainers, two Brexiteers. You call them Brexiteers?
Brexiteers.
So there's, and I thought, and what were you? Maybe it was a bit prejudiced.
You
prejudiced.
Were a Remainer.
I'm a Remainer. Right. And maybe I was a bit prejudiced because I thought I'd be on with a couple of knuckle draggers. I associated Brexiteers and Brexiteers, that Brexit stuff with, oh, they don't like brown people, or they don't like this, don't like that, and without really thinking, well, all right, it's not that they that might be for a minority, but not for all of them, even though I don't agree
When you're saying I don't like brown people, I'd say you're using their language, because we don't, you wouldn't say brown, but you would say...
Yeah, that's me. I'm being ironic.
Right. Okay. Just clarify.
Stop trying to drag me down.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to keep us off the Daily Mail. That's all I'm trying to do.
I actually said that on in front of the camera as well.
Yeah.
I said about. It was Boris Johnson at the time, wasn't it? Boris Johnson and that little weird one with glasses.
Gove,
that's it, yeah. And they hijacked it, didn't they? They hijacked.
Yeah.
And this is my point on the camera, and I said, they hijacked it. They took it away from... Well, they took advantage of people not understanding what Brexit was all about. Because a lot of us didn't have a clue. A lot of us didn't know what was going on. Not all of us were informed. So I think Boris Johnson and Gove latched onto the right, well, all these immigrants, the immigrants are coming in, they're taking all the jobs, all this, and I think a certain section of people latched onto that and going, yeah, we're voting Brexit, you know what I mean? So I know it's a lot more complicated than that, but that's what I think, there's an element to that,
feeling, I kind of agree with you, but part of the problem, I think, was that people didn't talk about immigration before Brexit.
Yes.
And I think had people talked about immigration and discussed the benefits and the disadvantages, and being totally honest about it, and said, this is, you know what, do you remember that the Gordon Brown with that lady in Oldham?
Eastern Europeans,
Yeah, and he got the car.
Where did they come from?
That bigoted woman.
Yeah.
Right. I think that had people talked about it and been open and honest and said, listen, you know what, we need this. This is a thing which is a good thing for the country. And we understand that it might not feel...
Instead of being brushed under the carpet and not allowed to talk about that.
Exactly, that probably would have stopped the whole Brexit debate happening.
Yeah.
And it, you know, maybe not, but it would have definitely...
It's like a topless beach, isn't it? Boobs are like, ooh, the secret, you know, kept under wraps are like, ooh, but then if you're on the topless beach and they're all about everywhere, they sort of lose the magic, don't they? It's not like this thing.
So Brexit is like a topless beach, isn't it?
I think that's what I mean. Instead of having it all out in the open, like you suggested beforehand, talking about it.
Yeah.
So having boobs out everywhere.
You see, I think...
He kept them all under wraps and he kept everybody... Ooh, I'm not allowed to... I don't know. I don't think it's a good analogy, that.
We keep coming back to boobs, which is interesting. It's a future podcast. But...
They're brilliant, aren't they, though? They're just fantastic.
But they are. I mean, they're just a part of a human body.
And I'm not bothered about the size either, you know. It's not like I have to have big boobs.
If we can get back to Brexit.
I know, but I mentioned the Navy before.
Did you go on to this... Was this a theme that come up during the Sky interview?
I didn't bring up topless beaches.
Right, okay. Maybe that's where you went wrong.
Yeah. But I thought I'd be on with a couple of knuckle draggers, and they were not. They were intelligent. They were really articulate. Well, put the point across very well. And I was like, so when it came to me, I realised how out my depth I was.
You weren't on your depth.
Intellectually.
You might have been intellectually.
Yeah.
But you weren't on your depth. No, you've got a thing going on where you're a comedian, I believe. And you've got a thing where it's a... You know, the Alexis Sayle, I heard this the other night, funny enough. It was on Mrs. Edding's podcast the other night, and he was talking to John Ronson, the reporter.
Right.
And he was talking about... No, it wasn't. I got that wrong. It was Mrs. Edding was talking to Rob Brydon, the actor.
The Welsh fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Edding said to him, he'd read a quote by Alexis Sayle. And Alexis Sayle had said... Somebody's asked Alexis Sayle...
Not like
Sayle.
An Amazon Alexa sale.
No, not an
right,
Alexa
this
sale.
This is like a really good comedian from the back in air day. Yeah.
Alexis, somebody said to him, do you think comedians are intelligent?
Yeah.
And he said no.
Who said this?
Alexis Sayle. He said no, but they have the guile of an incredibly sly fox.
Right.
In that they'll see an opportunity, be it verbally or be it... You know, career wise, and they will just destroy anyone and everything in its way.
That's interesting.
Now, you are a bright person. I know you studied psychology, was it?
Yeah, cheers.
I understand that, you know, that you're not thick.
Cheers, mate.
Despite the way you come across. But so you do yourself down. How old were these people who were there on this programme with you?
One of them was a political student, right. Which threw me because he was Brexit.
Right, what is?
He was in his early 20s.
You'd always get your madcap young conservatives because they
But he was front Wirral as well.
Yeah,
though.
But he thinks he's fast track. That's what he's doing. The old joint is these mad. This is just a fact, right? As somebody who's done political punditry on the radio for quite a while, right? And you go up against these people, and they are often very nice people.
Yeah.
When the radio goes off, the lovely people, you have a little chat of lovely, lovely people, right? When the radio's on, they become these kind of ravers, left or right wingers, one or the other. So I'm not just having to go with young conservatives here, this is young Labour and all this kind of stuff. They think they are on a fast track to Parliament.
Yeah.
If I am rabid, and I do find this, just in my personal experience, I'm sure there's lots of young conservatives who are going to get on my case about this, but I do find that it happens more often with young conservatives in that they will behave in a way which is very, young right-wingers actually, they will behave in a way which is very, not far-right, so I'm going as far as probably the Brexit Party, because UKIP is far-right.
Right, yeah.
I would say that they behave in a manner which is really extreme. And they think, I will stand out here because there are many young conservatives. I'm the next, I will be in Parliament in 5 years.
It's a career. It's a career option, isn't it?
Definitely.
Definitely. Which isn't what it should be about.
Do you know what? I don't think it should be, but I'm sure there's people who've done it.
Yeah.
I know, we've talked in a past podcast about people like Len Bitopich, who was like, you know, a councillor in Newcastle, I think it was, or something like that when he was in university. You know, there's a Was it a career for Limbus? I don't think it was. I think it was something that he's just...
A bit more celebrity type, maybe, arguably.
No, I think he'd become a celebrity.
Did he?
I think he did, yeah. I do think there's a lot of them. There's like, you have your, like, your Anna Subaris and your Dior's Galloways who become celebrities.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, or Nadine Dorries.
Right.
She actually, she fulfills that thing about a council house conservative. Because let's not forget, the 50 years ago, working class people voted conservative.
Yeah. My missus is probably quite Tory. She will
old school Tory.
Yeah, yeah. A bit like that, my missus. Yeah, we argue a lot. I mean, yeah. I'm a bit more socialist than that, me. But she's not. You know what I mean? She's
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
There's nothing, but I think I wonder whether it's a bit of a gender thing. You know, I don't know. I could be proper out there, but I don't know if are men. Again, it's regional, isn't it? But men a bit more socialist and women are a bit more... Well, got a lower card, look after yourself, look
bizarrely,
after the family. Do you know what I mean?
Bizarrely, and this is going to blow your mind up. I was just driving here this morning listening to Woman's Hour on Radio 4.
I'll write on it.
Oh, I love Woman's Hour. Good lad. It's honestly to anybody, all that. I was listening to Woman's Hour coming here this morning.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jenny Money's been presented anymore. I don't know why I said that. It's what's the name of...
I've no idea.
No, it's what's the name of Radio 4. Radio 5, used to do Thrive on Radio 5. The name will come to me in a minute.
Yeah.
I was listening to brilliant. She's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant presenter this morning. And she was talking about, they had, somebody's been doing polling for the European elections.
Right.
I mean, it's May now in 2019, right? And the European elections is just around the corner. And somebody's been doing polling for the European elections. And they were talking about Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Now, on the basis of what...
How's that fella still relevant?
Well... Do you know what I mean? It shows a little bit of charm, I'll take it a long way. It's why I'm sitting here. It's Nigel Farage, apparently, polls incredibly highly with men and not that highly with women.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
And the same goes for UKIP and the Brexit Party. It polls
so
incredibly...
So it's completely opposite to what I've said.
It's weird, isn't it? And I wouldn't have known that, and I would have agreed with you, except that I was just driving in then. Now, I don't know how that transfers over to the Tory Party, because I pulled up at yours just then. But it'll be on the BBC iPlayer on the 14th of May.
Yeah,
if you
want
to go back and listen to it on the Women's Hour, BBC iPlayer, right? It was the opening piece on Women's Hour. And it was fascinating because they broke it all down. I'd like to change UK.
Well, you've changed my opinion there anyway.
There you
go.
So a little bit of information is a dangerous thing. So listen to the rest of the thing because I got 10 minutes into it. There's probably 20 minutes of just talking. But it's interesting. In that regard, do you think though, because you are quite socialist in your outlook, I mean, you're a little bit racist and you're a little bit sexist, but other than that, you're quite socialist.
I am not sexist.
Do you think in a household, if you've got two intelligent thinking people,
one will tend to
take the other side of the argument for argument's sake. Not argument's sake, but debate's sake. Because it's not more boring if both of you agree about everything, is there?
No. Have you
forced Sue to go more to the right?
That might have possibly happened because it happens with the boxing. You know, I love watching the boxing, and if I really like one boxer, she will then support the other boxer.
Right.
And I think it's to go against... Well, it is. It's to go against me. It's like...
Competitive nature.
Well, yeah. It's like when... the Russians and the Americans don't want to clash with each other, so they'll use another country to fight through, like a Vietnam or a Syria. Well, me and Sue do that through boxing.
Which is better than actually boxing yourselves.
Yeah, that's it. And politics, you know what I mean? So... Like the last fight was like the big one that separated us was De Gale versus Eubank Jr. So she took Eubank Jr.'s side, seeing how much I was wanting De Gale to win.
Eubank Jr.'s side.
Oh, that's it. But she went on to Jr.'s side, and so this is the thing. So maybe perhaps that's happened because she likes to pick holes in my socialist type.
Well, that's the social experiment. Why don't you start talking about Tory values?
I'll still let you know how I get on.
Yeah, I just drift into that. I just say
it'll reinforce what she already believes. That she thinks I am a bit of a closet Tory. I mean, when it suits, and she'll say, Oh, I don't know how to get into this.
No, go on.
Well,
I
like my view, though. I've got a nice, lovely view.
Yeah.
And
of really, the house. Yeah.
Outside the house, I've got a lovely view of the fields and everything like that. And I am very against them building on this.
NIMBYism.
Is there a word for it? Have you got a word?
Yeah, not in my backyard. That's what they say. You can build whatever you want, but not in my backyard.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm up for like, yeah, build new houses because that's what you need. But don't build them on my field though, because and that's where Sue will pick holes in my she can't say I've got double standards. Right. And she's got a point.
Yeah.
She has got a point.
So you're more New Labour than Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, I can't relate to Jeremy Corbyn. I do like a few of his ideas. He's like, yeah, right, yeah, but I just can't set to him.
Why can't what go on? If you can just what? Why you can't say something because it was the beard?
He's it annoying me because there was a time when he was not wanted in that party. He was not wanted.
To be honest with you, he's not wanted now. Is it still the same?
He stuck it in there, and he stuck it in there to the point where they're not electable. I don't think they're electable still.
Why?
I just think there's a lot of people in the middle ground and slightly to the right who just cannot take. Like Tony Blair made Labour almost middled into. He made them a pit. Whereas Corbyn don't do that. He doesn't not meet you anywhere in the middle, does he? He doesn't come to the middle at all. And so therefore, I think Labour are currently unelectable.
Do you think? Do you think if the media got on side with him, and bear in mind as well that I agree with you on a lot of what you just said there. Do you think if the media got on side with him, so say
what, he might change people's minds
so
a little
he
bit.
Didn't change, right? Mm. But do you think if, say, the Daily Mail started saying, well, actually, you know what, we agree with
him.
Well, it's never going to happen, so let's just get that straight. But if you do you think if the Daily Mail said, do you know what he's saying about privatising the railways, maybe that's a good idea.
I think people just be turned off the Daily Mail. I just can't. I just don't think they can. Right. Yeah, right. I know what you're on about, like trying to change people's minds. I don't know. Maybe you could. Maybe you could. The newer people coming, you know, the newer people, younger people,
newer people.
They are newer, aren't they? But they're coming in. Do you know what I mean? And maybe you could. But the us all a lot.
Do you think? And funny enough, we've gone full circle here, inadvertently doing it almost professionally. The younger people seem to be very pro-Corbyn, right? Older people, on the whole, and I am generalising, older people on the whole tend not to be very pro-Corbyn.
Yeah.
You do get the exceptions, and obviously I come from Liverpool where everyone's just fucking Jeremy Corbyn, right? What do you think makes the difference between a younger person who's 20-odd, say millennial, you know this phrase millennial?
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that phrase,
22, 23, somebody who is like proper Corbynized.
Yeah.
And somebody of your age, 40-ish, mm. who is maybe left-leaning.
Yeah, definitely.
Looks at Corbyn and goes, he'd never be prime minister. What do you think?
Your personal circumstances. I think at that age, you might not have your own property. Income's not the be all and end all. You've got different things going on in your life.
Yeah, but like if you're 20 though, 22, you might be thinking, I'm never gonna have my own property under a system that currently exists.
Mm.
So like if I vote for like the Tories or if I vote for Chuck Ramune, I'm never going to have my own property, so why should I? The only one who's given me a little bit of hope and will build on that field is Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to get a house. So fuck Dave, I want a house on that field.
Yeah. No, you're right, what you're saying, yeah.
So, do you think... I mean, basically what I'm saying is, do you think those young people's views will change if they get a house on that field?
Yes, absolutely. I think if they... Yeah, they'll have a view then further on, and they'll want to keep that view. Because when you've got your foot in the door, you want to protect it.
You've got a door.
Exactly. You know, like I'm a comedian, but when I was back in the days, I was doing it for seeking opportunities like mad, and I'd be whinging, going, look at them doing two or three gigs in one night, and I can't even get the one. And then once I get my foot in the door, you got your foot in the door, and then you're the one doing
you
the
pull
two,
the
three.
Drawbridge, don't you?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You got two or three gigs in a night, and it's like, well, I'm not giving them it. I need it. You know, it's me. They've got to work for it and earn it. Like,
do you
think
like people on Radio
Four, mindset.
Comedians on Radio Four look at the likes of you and go, "He's not getting this gig."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But in anything, because you protect. You protect what you've got, and I think I've got my nice view. And even though I do like the idea that, yeah, build more houses, I'm absolutely for that. It's like, oh, no, not my bit, though. So my missus is absolutely right about me. I'm contradicting myself, got double standards. I'm an appalling human being. She doesn't say that bit, but she's got hints at it.
Am I going to come
especially in the mornings when she tells me how disgusting I am because I've been farting all night and breathing dead heavy. And...
well, that comes with age.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Is that an age thing? Is that something because I've got really bad at it, mate? To the point where I'm thinking, God, if me and Sue ever split up...
It comes with age.
I don't want to get in bed with anybody else because I'll fall... I don't want to sleep in bed with anybody else because I know what I'm going to do to them all night.
Do you do that thing? I'm going to say something now, and this is something that, you know, God forgives, I hope my sister never watches this podcast. Like, do you ever do that thing during sex, when you're making love, during sex, right?
Yeah, it's two different things.
Do you ever do that thing if you in the man on top, lady on the bottom, right? And do you ever glance down and just see a big fucking belly hanging down? and then you suddenly you're just down and sucking in as fast as you can.
Yeah, oh, it's like I can see what's going on there.
Do you ever get that moment when that happens and you suddenly that never used to happen,
when it's hiding everything that's going on down there, it's like a kid walking in front of the telly. That's it. Do you know what I mean? It's like get out the way and then you can see what's going on then.
That's getting old.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going back to Gail Platt and all of them. They probably didn't have that then. So maybe that's it. That's the moral of the story is, right? Gail Platt and Hazel, if that was her name.
Yeah.
Did look older. Purely because of what they wore.
Yes. Right, makeup and all that.
Because, like, I go to pub now, where the T-shirts are wearing, you know what I mean? When my daddy bought the shirt and tie to the pub.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, we're just getting older, aren't we?
Yeah. It's a crap, isn't it, man?